MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 25, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber are supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. PBD couple attacked by their dog. Area schools begin to open next week.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Pats continue their preseason play tonight, and we'll hear from Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods.
It's something that's hard to walk away from if you really love it, and why would you?
Sports a bit later. Rick?
Well, football is in the air in more ways than one. Thanks, Bill. Rain today, highs near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:29 p.m. Peabody police shot and killed a dog last night that attacked its owners. WCVB-TV reports that around 11 p.m., a dog ran out of a home on Endicott Street to chase a cat. The couple chased after the dog, and then the dog turned and attacked the owners. The man and woman were both taken to Salem Hospital, one of them with serious injuries. The Central Street corridor in Peabody will be entirely rebuilt over the next several years. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the project will improve driving conditions by adding a new road surface, sidewalks, crosswalks, traffic signals, and modern landscape and design amenities to improve traffic flow. The start of school is getting close. The Gloucester Times reports today that the new East Veterans Elementary School on Webster Street in Gloucester will be ready for opening Tuesday, August 29. The new building was constructed on time and on budget, according to the district's superintendent, Ben Lummis. And Rockport Schools will open on Wednesday, August 30 for the new school year. The Beverly Public Schools will not be allowing students access to their cell phones during class time starting this school year. This is Beverly Principal Mark Thomas.
I don't think it's news to anyone that a cell phone device has definitely impacted our students' ability to focus on the task at hand in the classroom and maximize what they're getting out of a given class.
Thomas presented this week to the Beverly School Committee on the policy proposal and outlined how it will work.
In a nutshell, basically what we're looking at is students have four classes throughout a day. When they walk into a classroom for their first period, they will walk over to a classroom cell phone locker, put their cell phone right in it. As part of our protocol for attendance and that type of thing, teacher will go over, lock it for the class, go on teaching for the 84-minute period or 40-minute advisory. And then at the end of the class, teacher will unlock it. Students can retrieve their phones, move on to the next class. Same process for each class going forward. Students will also be able to have it with them in the lunchroom or any non-instructional time. But really what it boils down to in a regular day is in between classes and in the cafeteria during lunchtime. So they'll have access to check it. You know, we have students that are working. I have to talk to their bosses throughout the day, maybe check in with somebody. So they'll have the ability to do that.
That's Beverly High School Principal Mark Thomas. The impact increased numbers of migrants are having in the state has been called a crisis by Governor Maura Healey. The Daily Item reports today that Lynn Shelter Executive Director Mark Evans says that people are coming to Massachusetts at a really fast pace. The Lynn Shelter provides services to more than 70 families in the area. Evans adds that family shelters across the state are being hit the hardest and that language barriers complicate the issue. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Astros yesterday 17-1, splitting their four-game series. The Sox host the Dodgers tonight at Fenway, weather permitting. Next up for the Patriots, they have a preseason game tonight in Tennessee. Pats quarterback Mac Jones.
Preseason, like the games and stuff, we're not really showing much, so just trying to do the basic things right. But for the guys that come into the huddle when I'm in there, I'm doing whatever as if it was Trent, David, and Riley and all those guys, you know. So I try not to, you know, tailor to anybody because I wasn't tailored to when I was a rookie. So I think that's important, right? You just go in there, you call the play, hey, I'm going to check to this or alert to this, and they got to know what to do, and they've done a great job with that. And there's going to be growing pains just like I had gone through with calling multiple plays and things like that. It's the NFL. But really just for me and them, the young guys, just telling them that they can do it if they mess up once or twice, it's not a big deal in my opinion. Just keep fighting and keep trying to make plays and do your thing.
Today we are continuing another feature with a North Shore football coach as our summer series with the coaches continues. We are learning from the coaches about their playing days, followed up by their transition into coaching. Today we hear from Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods as he shares a story on a couple of wild games his Fenwick team has been involved with over the past few years.
Seems like every year we play St. Mary's. It's a crazy game. I mean, we went to overtime 2 years ago. I lost on a conversion, and then we went to double overtime last year and won. So the games with St. Mary's, I remember Matt Durgan's very last game as the head coach. We were not a great team. We were a bunch of freshmen. I think we were 4-7, and they had a real good team, Calvin Johnson, and we took the lead late in the fourth quarter, and they were driving with under a minute, and they fumbled, and we recovered. But we had lined up offsides, so we gave them the ball back. And they scored a touchdown and beat us, like, last second. And I remember talking to Matt after the game. And it was just a great, great atmosphere. It's so much. What a great game. And I said, you're going to miss all this, aren't you? You're going to miss games like this. And Matt was done. He just he shook his head. He's like, no, I'm not going to miss it. I'm all set. But, again, every year, it seems every time we play St. Mary, something crazy happens. And always fun games.
Woods is starting his 26th season at Fenwick, and he enjoys coaching.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. I drive my wife crazy. I know I drive her crazy the other 9 months of the year, so I don't know. But I read something about Belichick the other day that when he was in his 50s, they asked him how long he'd coach, and he said, I'm not going to be like Marv Levy coaching until I'm 70 in my 70s. And now he's 71 and still coaching, so it's definitely something that's hard to walk away from if you really love it. And why would you? It's rewarding still, and hopefully I still relate to the kids a little bit. Probably not as much as I used to before, but for the most part, everything is still pretty enjoyable.
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. Still ahead this week on our summer series with the coaches, we'll hear from Peter Bush of Swampscott and Jim Rabbit from Kipp Academy in Lynn. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday, a great weekend. Stay dry. And thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.